Thought over. Sorry guys for being late. Sorry about that. Whole time I thought I was talking and I wasn't. So yes, give me a moment, guys. I'm a little hoarse now. Hey guys, I'm hoarse, but I had to come on with you guys. Hey, how you doing, girl? Whole time I thought I was talking and I ain't seen nothing. Then I looked, I said, okay, maybe if I cut it on, then I'll see some people coming into the room. So I'm a little hoarse. You know, just chime in if you don't want to call in, just give your opinion. Y'all, I'm going to do something a little different today, and I'll tell y'all after the song. My God is bringing you. I see you. Way back long ago, my heart said, Joe, help me out.
As you turned through the pages, the tears rolled down your face. I can see her reminiscing. Why her life at the beach was dead. She came to a page where the diary ends. Smell the scent of no rose from her lover, I suppose. Oh, it's a picture of her. She too, yes. Secret memories in mind.
Sorry, guys. Like I said, I'm a little hoarse, so I'm not going to go long as I usually would go. Thanks for joining, Yo-Yo. Yeah, I'm not gonna be on long as I used to, but I miss you guys. I like, y'all know I love talking. So we will make the best out of this. But I'm gonna play a clip, y'all. That's the song. Okay, guys, I'm gonna play a little snippet so y'all can chime in. I wanted to do something different, so I'm gonna play a little snippet and y'all tell me what y'all think.
Oh, honey, I have something to tell you.
Actually, I have something to tell you as well.
Oh, okay, you first.
Well, it's not the most easiest thing to say, so I'm just gonna say it. I want a divorce.
Wait, what? A divorce? Honey, what are you talking about? Tell me where this is coming from.
Isn't this obvious already? You're so ungrateful. Last week, I cooked you dinner, and you didn't even eat any of it. You know how much time I spent trying to make that meal for you? And you're so emotional. Yesterday, when I said you look like you put on a few pounds, you just locked yourself into the bathroom. You know how hard it is being with someone so sensitive. And you don't care about my needs at all. This morning, when I tried to get close to you, you pushed me away. It's like you don't even prioritize what I want anymore. After all that, I was done.
Oh, but see, honey, you don't understand.
No, I don't want to hear it. All I ever wanted was to have a kid. And you can't or won't even give me that. So I've been seeing Megan for the past few days.
What? Wait a minute. Megan. My best friend, Megan.
Yes. Okay. Here are the divorce papers. The faster you sign those, the faster we can move on with our lives.
But just so you know, last week when you were cooking dinner, I wasn't trying to be so ungrateful. The reason that I didn't eat is because the smell of the food just made me sick to my stomach. I couldn't control it. And yesterday, I wasn't trying to be so emotional. My hormones have been so out of control that I just didn't want to be crying all the time, but I didn't know how to help it. And this morning, I wasn't trying to be distant from you. I've been feeling so insecure and unattractive because I know that I've gained weight. It had nothing to do with you. So while you were at work today, I decided to take a pregnancy test. I thought that it might explain why I've been feeling so off lately. And as it turns out, I'm pregnant. So that's why I've been so off.
I'm so sorry for anything I said earlier. Look, let's just forget about all of that. I mean, the most important thing is that you're pregnant. I mean, all I ever wanted was to have my own kid, you know.
Well, baby, Megan can help you with that.
Okay, guys. I'm moving so bad with me. So as y'all heard in the snippet, basically they were married, and she was going through some emotional things, you know, that kept her distant. She wasn't able to communicate with him what was going on with her because she didn't even know at the time what was going on with her. But all he seen was how he felt. He just had a tunnel vision, all he seen and all he wanted to see. Hey, cuz, that's all he wanted to see. But he didn't give her time. He didn't take time out to find out what she was going through or, you know, why she was feeling that way. So my thing is this, the reason why I chose that snippet was because, you know, as you listen to the clip, and I'm sure you analyzed it in ways that it might have spoke to you. But to me, you know, it was during her bad times that he showed his true colors. And so that brought me to my topic that have you ever been with someone that it was in your bad times that they showed you their true colors? You know, like you could have been, you know, it could have been man or woman, you was in a relationship with someone and you wasn't, you know, living up to your full potential in your life of where you may be at today. And they just were so short-tempered. They didn't have patience and they didn't have time to just wait. He went out ahead and slept with her best friend, you know, her best friend because he didn't, because he didn't understand what was going on with him. He was selfish. So that made me think about, okay, I can relate to that. Because growing up, you know, being a young lady or whatever, having children and, you know, making mistakes. I can remember being with my children's father, and we was together for a long time. We was together for 14 years. And I can remember coming in there and telling him that I was pregnant, but I found out, like, they told me that I was pregnant. My due date was kind of messed up. So it means I was pregnant, but not by him, by somebody else. Now, remember, this is the same man that I stayed with, and he cheated on me. He made kids. He did all these other things to me, but when it was me that made the mistake, when it was me, I too was that woman. I was distant. I was, you know, I didn't know what was going on with my body. I was emotional, you know. I was gaining weight. I just did not know what was going on with my body. And when I found out through the ultrasound that my due date was further than when he had just came home from prison, he told me he didn't want to be with me. And I said, whoa, but I stayed with you when you made mistakes. So what do you mean you're not going to stay with me? And he said, that's you and I'm me. And he left me just on those contentions of me being pregnant by somebody else, me being the type of person at that moment, I didn't drive, I didn't do any of these things. So he threw those things in my face constantly. He basically labeled me to be this person, to be this person that I am not today. And you know, that was so interesting when, you know, when at the end he found out, oh, you pregnant, you having my baby. However, you can take back everything I said, everything I ever did to you. I just told you I slept with your best friend. Take all that back, and we gonna have this baby. And like, she took a stance and said, no, thank you for showing me your true colors instead of going, being with me while I go through the motion, while I go through my Lord transition in my life, while I go through different phases of my life, things that just happens sometimes out of your control. You're gonna show me your true colors. You're gonna just act like you don't want to have nothing to do with me. So it made me really wanted to get up here and really talk about that, because, you know, you witness, you if you ever been the person that been in that situation, or you ever witnessed someone, whether it was an ex, a family member, a friend, you know, or anything, you know, sometimes they jump ship too fast. People judge you too prematurely. And then especially when you're dealing with exes and stuff, because I love to see how when exes see how you have evolved and became this beautiful, you know, hardworking woman or man, and now you with someone else that has the patience to be with you, that loves you, that appreciates you, and they have to sit back and watch your success, and it hurts them. It hurts them. I'm telling you, like, they sit back and they have to wobble in it. They wobble in the fact, you think I've been in this relationship for X amount of years. I ain't seen them in X amount of years. But yes, and then then your ex wants you back because they simply made a mistake and they slipped on you. And they didn't think that you would get your life together. Where so was for her, she was just going through pregnancy. But it could be you just wasn't, you know, headstrong the way that you are today. They didn't see that. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have enough patience to just give you time to grow. And then before they just wanted to X you out. And then once they X you out, but they X you out, but they not X'd out. Because They watch you. They low-key watch your life through family, friends, social media platform. They watches your life. They look at what you're doing with your life. I don't care if you in a relationship for over 20 some years. They will watch your life. You know why? Because when you are a good person, when you are nothing but genuine, and I'm gonna take it from the clip that she was genuine to him. When you're nothing but genuine to a person, and you was loyal, and you had their back, once you're gone, it's so hard for them to let go. But here's the part, is that part right there, this part right here, say they can't let go. The part is when a person show you their true colors, do you stay or do you go? Because for me, I didn't have a choice to choose if he was going to stay or go. He left. The only choice that she said, go. You better see that. The only choice that I had was he left. But I had a choice when she could put up there and she running. The only choice that I had is when he tried to come back. I was like, no, now you want to come back, you know. And then it was so harsh because after all of that, he started dealing with a young lady that had a car. And then he was telling me, you don't even have a car. And nobody going to want you with those kids. And nobody going to want this. And all this bad stuff. And you know, it's amazing to look back as you look at the evolution of your life and you look back and say all the things that you said I wasn't going to have, I have, but I have it and sharing it and building with someone else that is more considerate to my feelings, that caters more to my feelings, that loves me for me. You know, like I don't have to be a certain way for you to love and appreciate me. And I thought that this snippet was so deep to me. So every now and again, I might flip it up. You know, I was trying to do it this way so I won't have to talk as much. But, you know, sometimes, you know, just flipping it up sometimes, you know, and in terms of like, you know, when you deal with somebody, you know, have y'all, you know, ever dealt with somebody that judge you, that judged your book by its cover? You know, they left you and knowing that you was a good woman, knowing you was a good man. And then sometimes women's be like that too. Women will leave a good man and then they got to sit back and watch another woman reap the benefits of what they invested and put into that person, you know. So see, the thing about it is people are not patient enough nowadays. People don't know how to just, you know, it's always got to be about me, me, me. It's not all about you, you know. He wanted it to be all about him because if he couldn't touch on her, he couldn't do this. He could, you know, they want so much attention, you know, attention seekers, you know, because she didn't eat the food. You know, if you was communicating with her the way that you were supposed to, I would have said, are you okay? Is everything okay with you? Because that's kind of weird that you ain't sitting down eating. That's what I would have did. Not take it upon yourself and try to use all everything against her to go and sleep with her best friend. And you know what? That's so true. Because I had cut it off too short, but she put the ring on the table and she told him she'd be better off with raising her child and he can go be with her best friend. And she left. So that was just a little snippet of just to get conversations going. But you know what? You're right. Because when I walk forwards, I never look back. I never went back. I might turn back around just to say hello if you're in my spot, but never go back to be with him because to me, I'm not going to say that a person don't change. So I won't say going back to this person won't be beneficial, because people do change. People change every day. But I'm just saying it would have to be God himself come down and say, go back to this person because that's the one. Because if you are insensitive about my feelings then how would you be now, you know? And she said, people don't change, time does. Yeah, people, time changes. And people does too, if they want to. Because a person don't have to be nasty and mean. Sometimes people get stuck and just like what they do and don't want to change. But people change because you think about laws. Laws change through people. So one way people might feel like, you know, like for instance, you know, at one point it wasn't a law that you couldn't be on your cell phone while driving. Now it's a law. So that shows you that people does change, you know. And yes, most of the times when it's something like that, people change over time. And when you start putting time on about, then that's a dead situation. Because if a person starts to get like a time under their belt, I really can't see them going back. I just can't. So I'm just saying, like, have that happened to any one of y'all? Have y'all ever been in a situation where someone prejudged you, like, you know, they thought that the next person was better than you, so they left you to go be with this person over here, and now you have to sit back and see that this person is not treating you better than you was being treated over here, but you treated me bad just to get over there to that person. Now I'm sitting back watching you be treated like trash. You being controlled, you being talked to foul. I don't physically see it, but you know, I hear it. I hear these things. You know, and now you got to sit back and wish and hope that you can try to get the person that you treated so bad back and get back into good graces. So, you know, this is something that happens all the time. You know, you have a lot of people that go through things when they go through breakups. And most of the times, like to me, that breakup, that was something that could have been workable. I mean, he was very adamant when I signed the divorce paper. He was so adamant about it. And then to me, he was nonchalant when he going to tell her he want a divorce. Really? And I slept with your friend Megan because I didn't want to give you no coochie, because I didn't want to give you none. You going to go sleep with my best friend? And then what did I say about my best friend? What it says about my best friend? You going to go get in the bed with my husband? And I hope you don't think we're going to be best friends anymore, because that's dead too. So what I'm saying is, you know, we just have to, you know what I'm saying, just be mindful on the people that we, you know, affiliate ourselves with, you know, be mindful of the people, be mindful of their temple, you know, I mean, be sure you be with somebody that's willing to just, you know, go through some things with you, you know. And as I say, stay true to yourself. You feel me? Stay true to yourself. Because if you don't stay true to yourself, nobody else will, you know. And that little thing just touched me when, you know, the fact that was stood out to me is, you know, when you are on your bad times, people show you their true colors. Like sometimes it don't gotta be a man. It could be your friends, you know, family members. You can lose your job. You feel what I'm saying? You could be the one always helping somebody out. And you can, you know, just lose your job for a minute and you ain't on your feet the way you usually be on your feet. You know, they turn their backs on you. You know, they making excuses why they can't help you out. Or sometimes they just don't even answer the phone, answer the text message or whatever, ducking you out, not keeping it 100, you know. Let me read what Yo-Yo said. She said, I believe when you're loyal to someone or a relationship, we as people make mistakes in life. But if we can't forgive one another or work it out, and you wish bad things on and hope my world come to an end because we had a fallout, then I don't need you anyway. She said, well, I don't need you anyway. Well, yo, you better say that. You better say that. So let me tell you, that is so true. But that's what happens, though. You know, that's what happens. You get with these people, and, you know, to me, they some falsified relationships. And I wish that they had a little beep on them when they walked by. And when they came by me, I don't care. Man, family, friends, I wish something, when they walk by me, something say beep, beep, beep. That let me know that some shade's going on. Some shady stuff is going on. Because, you know, you do have those kind of people. You really does. You have those people that will be around you while you up, while you doing good, while everything is good for you. But soon as you, you know, go into a moment where you're not good anymore right now, you messed up, nobody want to be with you. You feel me? Some people want to, they brag. And to me, he was bragging. Well, I slept with your best friend, Megan. That's bragging in her face. He lucky I ain't knock his head off. You know, but you know, you don't want no domestic violence show, so I'm going to say that. We not even going to do that. But it make you want to, you going to sit in my face and tell me you slept with my best friend? So what if you was going through some things emotionally in your mind? Because sometimes as women, you know, we're emotional creatures. And we go through things all the time. We go through mood swings. We got hormones that go crazy. You know, sometimes things just be going on and we just be flipping back and forth, back and forth. And sometimes we might not want you, we might not want to have sex with you. We might not want you to touch us. We may not want you to kiss on us. Nothing personal though. It could be just something I'm going through. You feel me? That don't mean for you to just, I might be going through this situation for about 2 months. That don't mean go out there and sleep with somebody because you see me with an attitude and I'm acting like I'm distant. I don't want to be bothered. The first thing you do is jump ship. No, don't just jump ship. That's how you handle that. You feel me? Or the next thing you going to the next vulnerable woman smoking because you feel like, you know, this person is more fun in the beginning. I'm just saying, like, it's crazy how in relationships, they can, you know, certain people, not all, not speaking on a platform of everybody. I'm just speaking on a platform of people that will show you their true colors in a relationship. You have some friendships and family ships that will show you their true colors that when you are down, because sometimes you're not always up in life. Everybody take a breaking point where they have to fall back a little bit. They got to, you know, crawl again before they walk again. You know, it happens to the best of us, you know? So when you do that and then you need, and then you can be a prideful person like me, I don't really want to ask you for nothing. But like as they say, a closed mouth don't get fed. But when you try to go to the people to ask for help, they show you their true colors. They really change. They act different. You know, I mean, they ain't acting the same way they acted when you was up. So I'm just saying, like, people can show you their true colors in the midst of, like, in the midst of people going through different times or different phases in their life. But my question is this, guys. So, you know, because, yes, I like to come with a problem, but then I sometimes like to see if we can find a resolution. So I'm asking, if a person showed you their true colors, you know, do you forgive them? Do you be okay with them? Like, could you talk to them? You know, if it was in a relationship and they messed up and they thought you was doing this, then the third, because they prejudged you and they thought you was doing some crazy stuff. So they leave you and they might go cheat with somebody else and they get over there with her and then they realize, I don't want to be there. I want to be back where I came from. But now you can't come back where you came from because where you came from, the spot is taken. Like, would you put that person out and let that person back in? Or do you count it as a loss? Can I get some opinions over here? My throat is burning. What would y'all do? Would y'all, I mean, call in, guys. Y'all, come on, y'all. Let's make this a little chill moment. Or we'll write it in and I'll read it. She said she lost it. She said it's a loss for me. It's a loss for me too. It's a loss for me. But what if it was like her story? Because she found out she was pregnant and he did all of that to her, made her sign a divorce paper, found out she was pregnant, and that explained the mood swings, that explained the sickness of the stomach, the not wanting to be sexually active. Would you give him another chance and reconcile your marriage? Would y'all stay in the marriage? Yay or nay? Would y'all say you will walk away from a man that you truly love? You truly love this man. Are you saying you walking away because he slept with your best friend? Or are you walking away because he wasn't vulnerable to your spirit, your feelings? Oh, you walk away because he slept with your best friend. So what if y'all had years in? Now let's talk realistic, guys. Let's talk that we have over 15 years in of marriage. And this is our very first child. That is true. We were talking about the sister code. That is true. It is a code out here. But you don't think that if it was a bunch of years and they about to, you know, she about to conceive and you know she's going to get emotional and stuff, y'all still saying because he did that, that's a no-brainer. No, no. Because he broke the code. See, I don't know. I might get a little sentimental. I don't know. I might have to walk away for a minute because I might be upset. I might feel betrayed. You know, I kind of love hard. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I would, like, just take him right back. But he probably would have to do some earning and do some things to really show me that he changed for me to give him a chance and take him back. I mean, that's just me. Everybody different. You know, everybody got their little boiling point. But, I mean, the best friend, for a while, I had to walk away because now it's going to be a lot of tension between me and my friend and you and all us together. And I'm going to keep thinking about that. But, you know, that is true. He can do it again. That is true. So, yeah. So, I guess that's going to have to be a cut loss for me, too, because I ain't even want to think about if he was going to do it again because, you know, I don't know if my heart can take being sliced twice. Like, you're not going to slice me twice, you know. Then I'm going to start thinking you're trying to get my family members and, you know, you just don't got no cut cards. Because honestly, when a person go that deep, I can never see myself really pursuing anything ever serious with them. Like, if my husband was to do something like that, I don't know if I'd be as forgiven because that's the ultimate betrayal. That is a betrayal. And that's why I wanted to talk about it, guys. I was like, oh my God, I wanted to talk about that. I just wanted to just talk about, like, or have you been a person? Yeah, let me ask y'all that. Have y'all ever been a person that left somebody for somebody else and then you turned around and regretted your situation? You regretted leaving that person. You wish you would have stayed with that person instead of moving on to the person you with. Have you ever had that to happen? Yes, it would. Okay. You say you did leave somebody that you didn't want to leave, but you left them, but you wish you wouldn't have left them. I'm trying to understand what she's saying. Yo, say, I don't think I could come back. We as women, when we cheat, men can't handle with this as we are labeled. Let me drink something on this, y'all, my throat. And that is so true. That is so true. Which brings me back again to what I said earlier, that when I found out I was pregnant, and this is no cap, found out I was pregnant, and I know my body, but they said that I was a certain amount of weeks. And when I found out, going according to the sonogram, that it couldn't have been my kid's father, he simply left out my house and left me for a girl that had way more than me, threw it in my face, called me a bum, and all this stuff. And oh my God, he preached the choir towards me. And I'm sitting there crying because I'm like, wait a minute. You remember you did that to me and I forgave you? And he said, yeah, you forgave me, but that don't mean I forgive you. I'm not staying with no another woman pregnant by another nigga. What you think I am? I'm dumb. So you're right. And I was always, every time he seen me, I was always labeled. I was always called dumb. I was always called every name but Monica. Because he was hurt. He was hurt though. He was hurt about it. But instead of dealing with it like I dealt with it when it was him, he wouldn't do it. He simply walked away, and I felt like that was so cruddy to me. So you're right, yo. We as women have to take a harsher stand too. Because men, they don't like it when you do the same thing to them that they did to you. That's a devastating tragedy. That's the ultimate betrayal right there. You can't, hold on. Hello, Devon, you on like, what happened? Call back, please. I don't know what happened. I seen you, I'm trying to get on, so just call back. That is true. Look at me now. But back then when I was going through it, honey, I was hurt. I was feeling, he made me feel lower than the ground. I felt so bad. Like, I just felt like I just betrayed the one man that truly loved me, and I couldn't understand. I couldn't fathom to think, how can you expect for me to take your bull? I was there when you did it, but you can't be there when I do it. Different strokes for different folks. So I realized, okay, I see what we're doing. You're not going to do what I did. You're not going to accept what I accept. Because it wasn't going to happen, period. So that showed me his true colors. That showed me that he was definitely not the person for me. That showed me that he wasn't loyal. That showed me that he was insensitive. He was selfish. He only thought about himself and everything. And yes, he lost. His loss. And you're right, my husband gained, because he had to sit back. And not to say that he really cared, but you still have to sit back and see the evolution of what was starting to be built with you, finish it out with another man. And I know that got hurt, because I know I'm a good woman, Okay, I ain't doing no bragging or nothing, but I'm a good one. And let me tell you something, and some of y'all good too. But let me tell you something. When you find yourself a good woman, that is so rare, but it's not minute. But it's rare when you find you're a good one. Because when you find you're a good woman, you done found yourself a crown. You have found yourself a diamond. And you'd be a fool to let her go in the arms of another man just because I get emotional. Just because my mouth gets so big. That's why I get hoarse all the time. So I'm always talking, you know. But I was sick last week too. But just because of those little things, you'll be a fool because you got to look at the value. What does this woman bring to your life? What is, if this lady is not bringing headache and heartache to your life, and she bringing, you know, ways that you can grow, you feel comfortable, you have security, you'd be a fool to let go something that's good. You'd be a fool. You better keep her. You better keep her, because they say another man's trash is another man's treasure. And I don't know about nobody else. I'm sure him not a bag of recycling paper. I'm a whole treasure trunk, okay? I have treasure. I am valuable. I'm more valuable than rubies, according to the Bible. So, yeah, you know, when people show you their true colors, you know, people, you know, when you better say that. You better say that because, you know, you look at these, and then, especially when you were young and you put up with these things, as I'm pretty sure this, his behavior wasn't something that was like something that never happened. It was probably just something she always put up with. But the moment you stand up, honey, and said enough is enough, you will not. You go over there and I'm going to go over here. The moment she stood up for herself, his heart stood up when she stood up. That heart wasn't going to be able to sit in that body by itself. It wasn't going to sit in there by itself because it already knew what helped with keeping that heart intact. And it was her. And when you know who you are, man or woman, you know what you bring to the table. You may not be perfect, but again, you're perfect for that person. You know, and the more is when people show you Maya Angelou, y'all, my famous, famous, famous favorite quote, she says, when a person show you who they are, believe them. She said, we're not building together, then we're not being together. I have goals that I'm going to reach. And exactly, because when you with somebody, when you with someone, I feel as though with that situation, he couldn't have been someone that she was meant to be with. See, a lot of times, I feel like we can be with people. Sometimes we move by our loneliness. Sometimes we move by what we think, who we think we should be with. You know, a lot of times we're not patient enough to wait for that one to come into your life, because the one that's for you that come in your life, you know, he makes your life easier. You know, you're going to have problems because we're both born with different DNA, but he's not going to make your life harder than what it has to be. He's going to make your life more easier. It's like things, it's just going to feel right. It's going to fall into place, you know. And even when y'all come to a rough spot, in the midst of him showing, I believe when you're with the one you're supposed to be with, they're not going to show you their true colors, because their true colors is, baby, we're going to get through this. But if you with anybody, any family, any friends, that when you get into a place where a person show you who they are, believe them, okay? If they act ignorant, and are you never seen that before, but now they, I'm gonna drink some water, guys, 1 second. And they act ignorant, and they never showed you who they were, and all of a sudden now you see who they are, believe them. Believe that they're ignorant. If a person showed nothing but love and kindness and patience, believe them. They're a kind, loving, patient person. Believe them. Just whatever people show you, believe it. People be wanting you to take what people does and unramble it and make it look like it's something differently than what they're showing. No. When people show you their true colors, believe it. But sometimes people show true colors prematurely. They don't know. They don't take the time out to find out what people are going through in their life. A person could have just lost a job, lost a loved one. You know, it could be anything. I could have lost my animal, my dog, my cat. You know, I could have, you know, I mean, it could be anything I lost. I lost something. And then I'm distancing myself because I'm trying to regroup and rethink and redo. So sometimes we just have to be mindful that it's not always about us. Sometimes, you know, when, you know, the sex is not coming in the bed the way it used to, sometimes you got to think maybe this person is tired. Maybe this person worked long hours and they drained. And when they lay in the bed, maybe they just want to lay in the bed and they don't want to do nothing. That don't mean that I'm doing something. It just means I'm tired. Some people may not want to, women, you know, may not want to go in the kitchen and cook, you know, a full-course meal all the time. That don't mean that I'm being lazy. That don't mean that I don't feel like you should eat a full-course meal. It just means, baby, I'm tired, you know, and it could be just about anything. Any little things to big things, we just always have to be mindful to not be so quick to jump on a defense wagon, get upset, and go make a, you know, a decision that can affect the whole relationship for a long time. Like, we literally have to think, because, you know, sometimes we be like, what? Oh, so you're not going to do what? Oh, all right. I got you. You know, because you be thinking like that. Like, because you have a right to feel like you're not going to just do what you want to do and think that I'm going to just be that person that's going to sit there and just take it. You know, I have needs. I have emotional needs, physical needs. You know, I just sometimes just want to have companion. I just want to talk. Sometimes with family and friends, you just want to, you know, just love on them and talk. But, you know, sometimes the opportunity is not granted. But we can't jump out there and think that it's something differently than what it is. We have to sometimes just look at it for what it is, maybe come to them in a more gentle approach and say, I see that it seems like you're going through a lot. You know, anything you want to talk about, you know, they might be like, no, I'm good. All right, but I see that you're going to do things, but I'm going to go ahead and, if it's a woman, go ahead and cook a meal. A man can cook a meal too. Or, you know, do some things to lighten the load up around the house. You know, it just takes away the tension and it takes away all the crazy stuff. And it's building relationship and building a bond where so you'll be able to see when something is off, you'll be able to see when your significant other, you know what I'm saying, like something is bothering them. You can see it. You'll be able to see it. If it's a family member that you close and have a relationship with, you'll be able to see these things. Why? Because you built relationships with these people. So when you build relationship with these people, you understand when things are not the way that it was or the way that it were. So your job is to try to do the best that you can to repair it. You know, when it's your significant other, I say give it all. I say give it 10 fingers, 10 toes, and 10 more toes, okay? So if you got to get 10 more toes from someone else, give them 10 more toes. Just don't give up, because we can be letting go of some really good people in our lives based upon some stuff that could have been resolved and wasn't that serious. So, you know, any guy, anyone want to say anything in the closing? Because my throat is burning. Anybody want to say anything? Because I just wanted, and I'm going to be back on tomorrow at 7. Probably be sounding like this, but I'm going to just talk. You know, I love talking to you guys. So I would just talk. But like I said, if you're in a situation now and maybe it's the littlest things that's, you know, causing a disagreement or causing things to be upset, just do something a little different, you know. Just be more patient, be more understanding, and don't judge. Be less judgmental, because we're so quick to judge, and then when we're wrong, we come up with these defense mechanisms to defend what we feel is so is right, but it's not right. So we must stay in the no judgment zone, period. And for the ones that showed you their true colors and they let go a good one, they're lost. Because I'm going to have to say that, baby. That's their loss. That's their loss. They lost a good one. And the good thing about it is they have to watch me. They have to watch you. Do your thing, okay? And they will not compliment you. They won't do any of that. But trust and believe that they watch everything, because good people remember how people make them feel, and especially if they treated them good. So guys, if y'all don't have nothing else to say, I'm gonna have to end this. I can drink some tea. I feel my throat getting real cracky. But before I end it, I just want to let y'all know that don't be that person to show your true colors based upon someone that you couldn't be patient with. Just sprinkle a little bit more patience, just have a little bit more understanding, and don't make room for him or her to go and have no conversations with another him or her. You know, do what you need to do. Do what you got to do until you can do what you want to do. Guys, I will be back on here tomorrow, and we're going to talk. I'm going to put two topics up there, and y'all can vote on which one y'all want to talk about, because I don't know which one to pick from. But again, guys, you know, I'll be here tomorrow at 7 o'clock, where we can get on here and talk and voice our opinion, you know, keep it grown and sexy and keep living, you know. So I'm going to put the two topics up there, and we're going to talk. I hope y'all talk with me tomorrow. Call in, take some of the strain off my voice, and I can listen to some of y'all. They can't see y'all faces now, so y'all can go on call in. Cut it out. All right, y'all get too cute. But I'll see y'all tomorrow at 7 o'clock, guys, where we'll talk about something else, you know. If anybody have a topic that they feel like they want to go further into discussing, please, please, please send it to me so I can look at it, you know, kind of review it, and we can talk about it. We can talk about, this is a place where there's no judgments on here. We can talk about anything. There's no cut cards. If I ain't gonna sugarcoat nothing. I'm coming straight from my opinion. And some things I have to back up with facts. It depends on how deep the topic is. But we gonna talk. We gonna laugh. And we gonna, and this thing is gonna go big. Okay? But until then, guys, my throat is killing me. I gotta go. Good night, guys.